live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, as always, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Nancy Kane with AAA of Michigan. Good evening, Nancy. How are you?
Fine, Cheryl. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing awfully well. I wanted to get in touch with you to go over today some changes for teenage drivers that actually go into effect tomorrow.
And thank you so much for that, because these are really big and important changes for new teen drivers, and they impact really the number of passengers that a new teen driver can have in a vehicle and the number of nighttime hours that they can drive. So going back to the passengers, starting tomorrow, you can only have one person, not more than one person, who's a non-family member under the age of 21 in your vehicle, unless you've, of course, got a parent or a guardian. But limiting the passengers really means that you, as a new driver, you're a much, much safer driver. And the other restriction taking place tomorrow is that after 10 o'clock tomorrow night, you cannot drive on the road unless you're driving back and forth to work. Today, you can drive until midnight. Just those 2 hours, Cheryl, they can make you so much safer. You know, nighttime driving is really dangerous for new teen drivers. So just these two changes are really going to help make teens safer on the road.
And these are all, Nancy, part of a graduated license program that began in Michigan back in 1996. And the intent of all of these are not punitive. The intent for all of these is to gradually step up the privileges. At least that's my understanding.
Yep, and you're totally right. Back in the day when I got my license, you went in, you filled out the form, you passed your driver's test, and you had a license, and you could drive anywhere, anytime. But today, study after study after study has shown that you're so much safer with a graduated teen license process, and you build up your experience. For example, you wouldn't take a couple swimming lessons and then jump off the deep end of the swimming pool. You build up. And here in Michigan, we've got a three-tiered process. You know, you've got level one, level two, level three. Level one, you've got to be at least 14, and that's a lot of more book work. And you do a little bit on the road, but more book work. Level two, and this is what we're talking about now, is it's going to limit how many teens you can have in the vehicle with you and your driving hours. And once you've done this part, and you're generally 16 years of age and you've driven for 6 months, once you pass this part and you didn't have any tickets, then you move up to level three. But it's a gradual process so that you gain experience with somebody behind the wheel to help you and guide you. It's just study after study, like I say, has just shown that it's really the way to go. And Michigan, back in the day in the 1990s, we really had like the best graduated licenses in the country. But since that time, other states have surpassed us. So starting tomorrow, we're so pleased that Michigan is going to be back again as a leader in limiting the number of passengers and the number of hours that you can drive at night as a new teen driver.
Has the graduated license program been successful even before implementing tomorrow's new rules?
Yes, it has. Yes, it most definitely has. It's curbed accidents, fatalities, injuries. There's no study that shows that it's not working. It's a great system. And we were really only one of eight states, Cheryl, that didn't have a graduated licensing system for passengers. So we're just very pleased. AAA worked really hard. And we salute all of the legislators that voted for this, because really it's the best way to keep our new teen drivers safe and help them get experience and then move on to be, you know, adult drivers.
Which is the goal in all of this. The law is partly in response, as you said, study after study, and there's research that went into this. Some adults didn't just pick arbitrarily, you know, these new rules. It's studies that say teens are greater risk for all types of crashes and are 2.5 times as likely as adults to be in a crash. I mean, that's just the starting point.
Exactly. And a couple landmark, you know, studies. One was done in 2008 that just showed adding passengers to a new teen driver just increases their risk of a crash. And you add multiple passengers, which many teen drivers would, your risk of a crash goes up by 3 to 5%. So why would you want to risk that? You know, a new teen driver needs to concentrate on all the things on the road. You know, as you get experience, you're better at driving. You can gauge what might happen. You can look at the road ahead. You're better. But a new teen driver really cannot really spend time talking to other people in the vehicle or texting or talking in the cell phone. A new teen driver has to pay total attention to the road because, really, they don't have the experience yet.
Well, it's so true. I did find it interesting, part of the reading that I did on this, Senator Rick Jones from Grand Ledge, who's a good friend of the show here, said he had supported the bill as a state rep because as a sheriff, he saw way too many fatal accidents involving teenagers. And I thought one of his comments was interesting as well. He said a young person driving alone or riding with their brothers or sisters seemed to be pretty responsible. But when they get their peers in the car with them, that's when it changes.
Exactly. And we've all been there. You know,
you get
a lot of teenagers in the car, and, you know, you want to talk to everybody and talk about the fun time you've had. So limiting the passengers is a great thing. And we should say, Cheryl, that there's one exception, and that is if you're a new teen driver, if you're going to a school function, you can have more than one teen. And if you're working, which is a smart thing. We know a lot of teens have, you know, jobs at night. So there's an exception, but you've got to have a legitimate reason for that, like you're going to a school dance or a school function or you're driving to your job. Other than that, you got to be careful in how many people you have in your vehicle.
Well, and then I do like the midnight restriction as well, that they have to be in at 10 o'clock. That just helps parents out with safety as well.
It does. And most teens, really, they should be home by 10, you know, getting rest or studying their homework or whatever.
Absolutely. That certainly does help things. The other issue we wanted, and again, that goes into effect tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. And the question has come up from a number of places, people asking, like, are the police going to enforce it right away? And the law takes effect tomorrow. So any teenager who's driving needs to pay attention. Because if you do, I mean, if you get a level 2 restriction, you can wind up with a civil infraction. You could wind up with a couple points on your teen license. And really the last thing a new teenage driver needs is points on their license. So you want to be careful, pay attention, starting tomorrow.
Very good. And I would assume having points on your license doesn't help when you're trying to get to that level 3.
No, it doesn't. Actually, no. Actually, Cheryl, that's an excellent point, because if you're at level 2 and you have these points, what happens is you're extended to that level 2 for another 6 months, so it could be 12 months, or depending, you know, you could even possibly lose your license. So this is nothing you want to fool around with. You want to be really careful out there.
Well, I'm glad I brought that up so folks know if you want to get through the process easily, follow the rules. It's pretty simple. We've got just a couple of minutes, and gas has dropped a little bit in the Lansing area. We're pleased to hear that. We know AAA surveys about 2,800 gas stations a year, and perhaps that'll help the teens get home at 10 if gas is expensive.
You know, Cheryl, that's true, but you don't want to depend on gas prices going down, because generally this time of year they do tend to go up, even if everything was equal, because we're changing over all the refineries from the winter blends to the summer blends of gas, and prices tend to go up a few pennies. But this year you had all the unrest in Libya and the whole Mideast, and crude oil prices pretty much are at 2.5-year highs. So it's not surprising that pump prices are up. They may be down a few pennies here and there, but generally they're going to be pretty much what they're at now or a little bit higher for the next few weeks.
So as we get into that travel season for the spring and summer, and we always know that it does seem, it's not just us, right? Prices do go up this time of year, don't they, for
the
travel
season?
They do.
They do. Unfortunately, you know, we're coming off winter when there's not as much driving, like January, for example, least driven month of the year. But now we're coming into a time when more people are starting to drive. There's more demand for that gas, and it pushes the price up. And then, like I say, you add on top of that, you know, the crude oil price, you know, record highs for the last 2.5 years because of all the unrest. Mm-hmm. So all those factors mean if you're planning to take a trip, allow a little extra money for that gas tank.
And what was the average price today in Michigan?
In Michigan, across the state, pretty much about $3.60,
okay.
Almost 20 cents higher than last month. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, Nancy, as always, thanks for the great information. I'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
Cheryl, likewise. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Nancy Kane, spokesman with AAA. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.